Adrian Hall led the Dallas Theater Center from 1983 until 1989, when he was fired for being difficult. It was a shock. Hall had just bought a house in Dallas, but it wasn't a setback. He soon had a successful career as a freelance director. He was hired so often in New York, by 2012, he'd even leased an apartment there. But then, Hall learned something he'd feared. He'd been having problems. He was dropping things, forgetting things.
Finally, the doctor said, it is Alzheimer's. Then I gave up that apartment and came back here. And as the Alzheimer's really closed in on me, I just closed the world off as much as I could.
The world Hall lives in now, with the help of a caretaker, is Van, Texas. It's 80 miles east of Dallas, where Hall grew up on a farm during the Depression. He has sold his family's big old home and lives nearby in a suburban-style house. It's packed with theater memorabilia. Shelves are thick with books and awards.
And that's Nance.
The walls are covered with posters and photos.
I think this was in Seattle.
Hall is a theater legend. He's the only person to run two major theaters simultaneously, the Theater Center and Trinity Repertory Company, which he founded in Rhode Island in 1964. More than that, he was known for his distinctive style. It was visceral, exposed. It was all about the direct engagement of actor and audience. That's one reason Hall often adapted classic American novels. He could be a part-time playwright. With All the King's Men, Hall used Randy Newman's songs about Louisiana to stage Robert Penn Warren's epic story of a riveting Southern political despot.
River rose all day, the river rose all night. Water in the streets of Evangeline, Louisiana.
The Americana material was so rich and so much what I really wanted out of the theater to help create an American theater.
Hall is 88. He stumbles over names and dates. But when he starts on his favorite topics, like how the theater mustn't be crippled by corporate demands, he still sounds like a firebrand.
The theater is thousands of years old and has always been man's attempt to tell the stories that mean something to the people there. And most of all, it's alive.
At the Theater Center, Hall established its first professional acting company with 15 members. He built the Arts District Theater, a prefab warehouse where the Winspear Opera House now stands. The Arts District itself was just starting, and Hall wanted theater in the heart of it.
Where the people are is where the theater has got to be.
Hall is a rarity, one of our last living connections to the off-Broadway of the 1950s and to the history of the American resident theater movement. Hall even knew Margot Jones, the Dallas theater pioneer. And now we may be losing that history. Hall is well aware of what lies ahead for him. His mother died of Alzheimer's.
She lived to be 92, and the last 2 or 3 years, she really recognized nobody, not the people that would dress her and diaper her, and I hope that I don't live that long.
Hall sees one positive aspect. The Alzheimer's has caused him to assemble the archive that surrounds him at home. He's been creating this rich chronology, finding the meanings and connections in his life and career.
So that's what I have been doing. I live in a world where I'm constantly with my past.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.